This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Letitia Stout, the Colorado woman accused of murdering her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon Stout, is claiming that she is not mentally well and is being held in jail wrongfully despite clearing two mental evaluations. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has details.
In a letter just obtained by KRDO, Stout wrote to Judge Gregory Werner back in February asking to represent herself because she believed her legal team at the time was in cahoots with the prosecution. Stout said in the letter that she believes the doctor who performed one of her competency evaluations was clearly an actress and friends with the DA. She said she was diagnosed with a condition, which is redacted from the letter, back in 2016 and received treatment for. She also claims a South Carolina school district let her medically resign from her position with the district due to ongoing reality breaks. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
A 12-year-old boy from suburban Denver has been in critical condition after his family believes he tried a TikTok challenge that dares people to choke themselves until they lose consciousness. Joshua Halius' brother found him passed out in the bathroom of the Aurora family's home back on March 22nd, and doctors have told relatives the boy is brain dead. His father can't believe it.
He told me the bad news that he's not going to survive, he's not going to make it. And I just couldn't think of it, I couldn't imagine. I'm paying the price right now, I'm living the life, and I hate other parents to go through this.
The father said that a few days ago, before his son was found unconscious, he bragged to his brother about being able to hold his breath for a minute. This week, a group gathered in front of Children's Hospital Colorado in Aurora to pray for the boy who is on life support. Some economic news. The ADP employment change report for March came out, and it shows that private businesses added 517,000 new jobs. That's more than 495,000 job analysts had forecast, and a huge bounce back after the 117,000 private sector jobs created in February. COVID-19 case numbers are showing some concerning trends. The state reports another 215 cases and one more death in El Paso County. That's nearly double the new cases reported on Monday. Pueblo County reporting 18 cases and Teller County reporting 11. There were no new cases in Fremont County, but now within the next 2 weeks, we could be seeing a loosening of restrictions if the governor hands back control of health decisions to lawmakers. Now to our other nice story of the day. A Utah craftsman wants the family of a Colorado police officer killed in a mass shooting to remember how special he was. Nate I says he dropped everything he was working on to create a large custom-carved wood badge as a tribute to Bowler police officer Eric Talley. I says he hopes his tribute is an inspiration to the officer's children as they grow up.
What if it's hanging in that little boy's bedroom, and what if he looks at that 10 years from now and he says, that was my dad. I'm going to make a difference. I want to serve my community.
The wooden badge was delivered to Tally's family yesterday by a Utah police officer. And there will be in-person graduation ceremonies for Colorado College students in May. The Colorado Springs Base University announced today that the class of 2021 will receive their diplomas May 23rd at Widener Field. There will also be a graduation ceremony for the class of 2020 a week later. Students will have to get a coronavirus test before taking part in the event, and it is also limited to just two guests per grad. Commencement ceremonies were canceled last year due to the pandemic.
Cleared out nicely across southern Colorado today. Temperatures have made it into the upper 40s to near 50 degrees across parts of the eastern plains. Calmer winds across the Pikes Peak region. That'll stay in place overnight tonight with partly to mostly clear skies and temperatures in the 30s. We'll still replace that with plenty of sunshine on Thursday and highs back in the 60s to low 70s. We keep on warming up through Friday, heading into the weekend with steady highs in the 70s, some areas near 80 degrees from Pueblo into the Eastern Plains by Easter Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.